This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama native Jesse Lewis Sr. is recognized as a publishing and marketing trailblazer in the South. In the early 50s, Lewis founded the first minority-owned public relations firm in the U.S. His very first client was the Birmingham Coca-Cola Bottling Company. With their support, Lewis founded the Birmingham Times in 1964. For most of his career, he focused on marketing to African-American consumers, a demographic he says was completely ignored during the time. The 93-year-old was recently recognized among black PR pioneers at the Museum of Public Relations. Lewis tells WBHM's Janae Pierre what convinced him to approach Coca-Cola during the days of the segregated South.
I just decided that if you going to go in business, you contact the biggest people you can find, and they were the biggest. At that time, black people was not a Coca-Cola fan for two reasons. One was that Coca-Cola was a 6-ounce bottle, and the other one that Coca-Cola was predominantly for white people. So I approached them on that concept, and they said to me that, well, black people do not buy our product. And my response was, you never ask them. And that was my approach to them.
In 1964, you became publisher and founder of the Birmingham Times, right in the middle of the civil rights movement. What was your mission for the paper during that time?
I really didn't know. I was promoting home shows, and I didn't have no place to advertise. That's okay. I mean, I just started my own newspaper. But at the time, there were three other newspapers in the city of Birmingham. But in order to be successful at anything, you got to have a different approach than everybody else. So the black newspaper that was present here was fighting the civil rights struggle. That's all they did all day long. And that's important. But I thought that they needed a newspaper to record history, positive history of black folk. That's the approach that I took. And as a result of that, the other three newspapers folded, and we survived. And it wasn't easy. I learned through trial and error. I was not aware that's going to be successful, but I just assumed that someone said need to write a story about what's going to happen.
As a PR giant, I'm sure you know all about keeping up with the times, right? But what did advertising and marketing look like in the 50s and 60s compared to now?
The concept of marketing in the 50s and 60s is altogether different from what it is today. How you get business in comparison to today and yesterday is the same principle. Now, how you deliver the services is altogether different. With all the new technology, you have to change with that. If you're going to stay in business, and you have to be able to understand the changes and how that's going to affect you moving forward and being successful in it.
So you've been named Black PR Pioneer by the Museum of Public Relations. What do accolades mean to you?
I don't strive for that. I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing, I do it better every day. I'm always appreciative, but that's not my goal. I'm in the money-making business. I mean, I'm not in the certificate business.
That's Jesse Lewis Sr. speaking with WBHM's Janae Pierre. The 93-year-old has been named a Black PR Pioneer by the Museum of Public Relations in New York, joining only eight others nationwide.